The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour one of the Eric Metaxas Show. Today is Friday, just because I said so. And let me tell you, I did not anticipate having the guests that I now have on this program today. But I want to tell you, I did mention it yesterday that I was hoping we would get him. My guest right now is Mark Judge. Now, if you don't know who Mark Judge is, John Zmirak and I have talked about him many times on this program. And he has a new book out called The Devil's Triangle, which tells the story of what happened to him. It's almost unbelievable, frankly, but it's not unbelievable because it's absolutely true and horrific. And I'm thrilled that Mark Judge, who's my guest right now, that he actually wrote a book about it, telling us the story so we can get all the details and understand what happened during the Kavanaugh hearings. It is ugly. We need to face it. And I want to say, without further ado, Mark Judge, welcome to this program.
Eric, great to be here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. People watching via Rumble or whatever can see that you're outdoors at some breakfast places. It's just hilarious to me what the production values are of things these days. Your book, The Devil's Triangle, before I give you a word in edgewise, as you know, I read it and I gave you an endorsement for it because I want my audience to understand yours is an absolutely vitally important story that we understand what is happening in our country right now. And so I don't know, we can go in almost any direction, but why don't you sum up for the audience what the book is about and your story?
Yes, well, the book is about what happened to me during the Kavanaugh nightmare. And just to put it in general terms, my thesis, the subtitle is Mark Judge versus the New American Stasi. And my thesis is that we in America are facing an analog to the German Stasi, which were the secret police under communism. And I think that's a more accurate way to look at things because the German Stasi, unlike the Nazis, worked with artists and writers and entertainers. They liked working with celebrities and playwrights in order to propagate their message, whereas the Nazis tended to be more hostile towards jazz and modern art and those things. So what happened to me in 2018 in regards to the Kavanaugh thing was an attack by the American equivalent of the German Stasi. I don't think that's an exaggeration. I think when Ronan Farrow from The New Yorker calls you up and you're sitting at home taking care of your elderly mother and he says, you've been named in a letter charging you with sexual misconduct with a Supreme Court nominee that you went to high school with, and being a Catholic with what I think is a pretty decent conscience, I said, that sounds horrible. Who's the accuser? And he said, I can't tell you that. And I said, where did this allegedly happen? He said, I can't tell you that. I said, when did this allegedly happen? He said, sometime in the 1980s. So the church bells are ringing. So I've been accused of sexual misconduct with a Supreme Court nominee by a reporter at The New Yorker who can't tell me who the accuser is, where it happened, or even specifically when it happened.
I want to break this down again for my audience, just so they're tracking what happened, because some people will remember, this, some people won't. It's all in the book. But the bottom line, which is what John Zmirak talked about on this program a couple days ago, he was clarifying this, and I want to clarify it right now, is that we all know that when Justice Kavanaugh, before he became a Supreme Court justice, when he was being put forward as a Supreme Court justice, people on the pro-abortion left knew that this would be big trouble. They needed to do everything they could to bork him, to go against him, to do what they did to Clarence Thomas and worse. And it's evil. And most people listening to this program understand that it is evil. It's not right. But what they did is so astonishing that that's why I'm glad you wrote your book, The Devil's Triangle, because you make clear exactly what they did and what lengths they were willing to go to destroy your life. But just so people are clear, Mark, I want you to embellish this and say anything you want, but I want my audience to be clear. The idea was that they thought, how do we take down Justice Kavanaugh? How do we take him down? What do we do? They discovered that you, who were friends with him in high school, correct, had written a kind of a crazy memoir about your life, kind of a tell-all. And they thought, we can use this as a template to build a case against Kavanaugh, even though there's zero there's zero proof or anything that you or Kavanaugh were actually involved in any kind of a sexual assault. There's enough confusion that we can make this, you know, stick in the media, and we can attack him and we can get rid of him. And they basically decided to use you. And that's what the story is about in the book. Again, folks, it's horrifying, but it's important. The book is called The Devil's Triangle. So, Mark, just if you don't mind, answer this basic question. When did you meet Mark? I'm sorry. When did you meet Brett Kavanaugh? How old were you? Just give us the background of what how this relationship with him began.
We were kids in high school. We both went to Georgetown Prep. I think we were about 15 years old. And I think we met, you know, we knew each other through school. But then we all went on a beach trip together. And that's when we really became close friends. And it was the way friendships form when you're a teenager. They're quickly formed. And, you know, you become pretty close pretty quickly, just because I think that's the way God made us. And so he and I, we were different in a lot of ways. I mean, I was kind of an ADHD lunatic, and he was very studious and a bit nerdy, although brilliant. And, you know, we loved the things that teenagers loved. We loved rock and roll. We loved sports. He absolutely adored sports. We really connected over that. The Washington Redskins, the Washington Bullets, all the DC teams, because we were DC kids. And, you know, we liked girls because we were teenagers. So we bonded over that. It's, you know, two teenage boys at a Jesuit all boys school. And, you know, you can pretty much write the whole story yourself. That's the kind of stuff you bond over. We didn't really talk about politics really at all.
You guys are teenagers in school. But just to be clear, because again, you make this all very clear in the book, but you were good kids. Like, you never would have dreamt. I mean, when somebody talks about sexual assault, you think, wow. I mean, the idea of that, it's just as horrifying as you can imagine. You knew that, he knew that. So the idea that you would be like unclear whether you had assaulted someone or he had assaulted someone. But you're telling me that one day you get a phone call from Ronan Farrow. This is the celebrated son of Mia Farrow, who in some ways launched the Me Too movement with some of his reportage. You get a phone call from him out of the blue saying, you, Mark Judge, have been named in a sexual assault incident by this high profile person. I can't tell you who it is. So you obviously hadn't heard about anything about this until you get this phone call from Ronan Farrow. I just still can't believe this happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And, you know, my blood went cold because I've been writing about the left for a while. So I sort of knew what was going on, but I didn't know the extent of it. And as I've told people, you know, I'm a Catholic. I think I have a pretty good heart and a good conscience. And when they said the woman, Christine Blasey Ford, was making this accusation, you know, I've been sober for 28 years. I think I'm an okay Christian with a decent conscience. And I said, I have nothing to hide. I'm willing to meet with her and her family and the FBI.
All right, we're going to a break. I'm cutting you off here. Folks, we've got the rest of the hour. Don't go away. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Folks, I'm really excited to continue my conversation with Mark Judge, whose book, The Devil's Triangle, I have read. It is brand new. It's a crazy, important story, and I'm privileged to continue the conversation with Mark Judge right now. So, Mark, just continue from where you left off.
So, yeah, so this woman, Christine Blasey Ford, was making this accusation that Brett had sexually assaulted her. There was sexual misconduct that kept changing, and that I was in the room when this assault happened. And I had and have no recollection of this, which I said. I said, I have nothing to hide. I've been sober for 28 years. If she wants to talk to me with the FBI or her parents or whatever, I'm happy to do so. I have nothing to hide. But the way they're going about doing this, something's weird about this because I don't remember this. Nobody we knew in high school remembers this. And here's something very crucial. You know, I kept receipts on this. When the Washington Post broke this story about Christine Blasey Ford on September 16th, the day before or that morning of, they sent me an email, Emma Brown, the reporter, and she said, Christine Blasey Ford said there were other people at this party. One of the other people she said at this party is named Leland Kaiser, who is a girl. Now, follow this bouncing ball. When the Post story is published, Leland Kaiser is not mentioned in the Post story. Somebody leaks to the Wall Street Journal the email that Emma Brown sent to me. I didn't leak it. I don't know who did. And Kimberly Strassel at the Wall Street Journal said, why isn't Leland Kaiser mentioned in this story when Mark Judge and all the other guys you found? And the reason why is that Leland Kaiser wound up debunking Blasey Ford. Leland Kaiser wound up saying, I've never met Brett Kavanaugh. I have no recollection of this. I doubt this ever happened. She wound up telling the New York Times, you know, later, I doubt the story completely. So to distill it, the Washington Post withheld an exonerating witness when they broke this world-shattering story. They withheld a witness that would have debunked it, and the proof is in an email that the Post sent to me. I don't know if you can follow that, but that's what
I want to go back over this again and again, because I want my audience to understand what happened. Folks, this is tough stuff. I mean, the idea, you know, lying, we know is wrong. Sexual assault, we know is wrong. Accusing someone of sexual assault, wow, that's huge. You destroy lives that way. So you,
Eric, excuse me for interrupting, but extortion is wrong. People were trying to extort me and Leland Kaiser. I was getting phone calls from a number in California, and I think we all know who it was, trying to extort me. And Leland Kaiser's friends from high school were saying, she's a stumbling block. Somebody has to give her a talking to, and we better do something, and we better threaten her because she's had an addiction issue in her past to back Blasey Ford or else. So I didn't mean to interrupt, Eric, but that's extortion.
Well, first of all, interrupt. I'm the only one that's, as my audience knows, I'm the one doing all the interrupting. It's hard for me to shut up because I want to be clear, but you're not interrupting. I want to hear you. But let me ask you, when you say you think we all know who it was in California who's trying to extort Leland Kaiser or you, who, what do you mean? I don't know who we're talking about.
Remember Avenatti?
Michael Avenatti.
Yeah.
The creepy porn.
I can't prove that. Now, I can't prove that. All I know is I got a call on my birthday, September 24th, very threatening, saying, you like to F with people. I like to F with people too. You better call me back. I told the FBI. The FBI
part of the reason I'm going to interrupt forever is because I forgot, you know, I read your book. I read every word of it, but I'm forgetting stuff. But obviously now I'm being reminded. So you believe it was Michael Avenatti. Anybody familiar, if they read your book, and again, the book is called The Devil's Triangle, but if they read your book or they know the story, they understand how involved he was and the players that were involved. But what you're telling me, Mark, what you're telling my audience is that you were basically threatened that you better play ball or we're coming after you. This woman, Leland Kaiser, and this is, again, crazy stuff. She's mentioned by Christine Blasey Ford as someone who was there at this fictional, foggy, nobody remembers anything. And Leland Kaiser, as a woman of principle, does not go along with the story. And right. Then the Washington Post doesn't mention that she's named, but by the way, she is not corroborated. They leave that out.
Correct. And there's an email from the Washington Post reporter, Emma Brown, to me saying Leland Kaiser was at this party. And several hours later, when the story was posted on their website, Leland Kaiser's not mentioned. Kimberly Strassel at the Wall Street Journal hears about this and tweets out, her tweets are still there, and tweets out to the Washington Post, why did you leave Leland Kaiser out of this story? And the Washington Post never answered. And they left her out because Leland Kaiser said, this is a bunch of garbage. So they left out an exonerating witness. It's like, you know, I saw Eric Metaxas rob a bank and this woman was in the bank and said he wasn't even there, but we're going to post a story saying he robbed the bank and leave the woman out. It's that.
I always have to register my incredulity in some level, on some level about the evil. I mean, the idea, because listen, when I turned on the TV and watched Christine Blasey Ford give her testimony, I, knowing nothing, I often approach things with great ignorance. I thought, well, I guess this is true. It's hard for me, who am pretty innocent, to believe that somebody mm-hmm. could lie so brazenly. There's something chilling to me. I've never been around people like that. I don't spend time, or I would run from people like that. So she spins this tale in front of the world, calculated to bring down this man who is going to be a Supreme Court justice. You're implicated in this, and you become collateral damage because you're not cooperating with these people, or at least you want to cooperate, but you're not doing what they want you to do.
Correct. Yes. And it was very sinister. I mean, they set a sexual honey trap for me. They were trying to extort me. You know, what it basically boiled down to is I was a pretty wild partier in the 80s, not as much in high school as more in college. And my drinking sort of got away from me in college. I stopped drinking. I returned to the church and everything. what I'm driving at is that they found me and they said, you know, here's this guy who had a wild youth. Let's tie him in with Kavanaugh no matter what, no matter what it takes, which is why Blasey Ford's dates kept changing. She went from, it happened in the mid 80s. Well, Brett's at Yale and I'm in DC. We're hundreds of miles apart. So how does it happen in the mid 80s? Oh, I'm at the early 80s. Oh, I'm going to cross out the early 80s and put 1981. No, it was the date kept changing. They were trying to put me and him together when, you know, my life was crazy and he was at Yale. So that's what they were attempting to do. And
but were they saying that this happened while you were in high school? Because I'm forgetting the detail.
Yes, they did happen. They said it happened in 1982 while we were in high school. But that's what they finally settled on. The date had changed three or four times leading up to that. If you look at the letters Blasey Ford wrote, one says the mid 1980s, one says early 1980s, and another said the early 80s. So the date kept changing. It's almost like they found me and they were fishing to try to put us together. And they finally settled on 1982 because, hey, these guys were in high school together. That's my theory.
And what was so interesting, this reminds me of a number of years ago, you know, the Duke lacrosse story, right? Like what's so horrifying is we're all guilty of this, right? You hear a story and you go, yeah, that sounds about right. These, you know, these selfish, privileged frat boys, you know, behaving in this way. We've all seen enough in our lives to go, yeah, that makes sense. Here's the problem. You know, it didn't happen. Kavanaugh knows it didn't happen. Christine Blasey Ford, I believe, knows it didn't happen. But they said it's plausible enough that we can smear Kavanaugh. We can smear him enough to get him kicked to the side. We're going to just do anything we can. And your memoir, where you tell the truth about your life, about, you know, becoming an alcoholic and whatever, even though that's after the high school period, it's all plausible enough that they can kind of backdate it, or they can make it seem like, hey, these are wild, wild guys. And this probably happened. They're not sure they remember it. And let's be clear, Mark Judge, they almost succeeded.
Yes. Well, I mean, a couple things. One, I still don't know if something ever happened to her. I know it wasn't us, but who knows what was going on there. But not only did they almost succeed, Eric, to them, this was an easy hit. I mean, Laura Ingraham was reporting that there was almost laughter and jubilation on the plane ride coming to DC, on Blasey Ford's plane ride, because, hey, we found this guy, Mark Judge. You know, Oppo Research is very good, and I can get into how Oppo Research works, but how it works is, they were Oppo researching us for 6 weeks. And the book, the New York Times wrote about us, they mentioned a guy named Keith Kogler. And in the New York Times book, Keith Kogler is a friend of Blasey Ford. He's a lawyer. And the paragraph says, for the entire summer of 2018 leading up to this, I was investigating Mark Judge's videos, his writings, his past.
All right. Okay. All in the book. We're going to be back plenty more with Mark Judge. The new book is The Devil's Triangle. Don't go away. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. As hard as it may be for us to comprehend here in America, there are people in other parts of the world whose very lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. In fact, people are being enslaved for their faith. Some have been in bondage for 25 or 30 years. If you've been listening for any period of time, you know
I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International, a ministry that sets these captives free. There are hundreds of thousands persecuted and enslaved in the Middle East. Together, we can literally buy their freedom and save the lives of some precious brothers and sisters this Christmas, giving them the joy and hope that we celebrate freely. For only $250, you can provide life-saving aid this Christmas. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide them with much-needed food, a goat, and other goods necessary for their very survival. These are brothers and sisters who are enslaved and fearing for their lives. Just $250. Maybe you can give more, maybe a portion. Every gift helps. Imagine buying a fellow believer's freedom. Call 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Christian Solidarity, providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians for almost 40 years. 888-253-3522 or metaxastalk.com and click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Give someone the gift of their freedom for Christmas. Thank you. Folks, I'm talking to Mark Judge. The new book is called The Devil's Triangle, with the subtitle Mark Judge versus the New American Stasi. That was the East German secret police. You're just telling us, Mark, how they did extensive, what you call opposition research on you to build this case. This is creepy that people would say, how do we concoct a lie? I mean, it's an amazing thing if opposition research is true, but you're saying that they tried to use whatever they could find about you to create a plausible story. And they figured we've got it, where this is going to work. All we need is somebody with the guts to lie in front of the whole world. And they found Christine Blasey Ford. It's chilling to me. I worry about people's souls that they would participate in this. I know they believe so strongly in abortion that they're almost willing to do anything. But it's chilling to me, frankly, that these things go on.
Yeah. And as I was saying, the New York Times, two reporters wrote a book called The Education of Brett Kavanaugh. And in it, they report on a guy named Keith Kogler, who was friends with Blasey Ford. And he said in the summer of 2018, for 6 weeks leading up to this, he was researching my writing, my videos, they might have been physically tracking me. I don't even know. And the way Oppo research works, the devil's triangle is Oppo researchers, the media, and leftist politicians. But Oppo researchers will find everything about you from your birth certificate up to last week. And then they open the bomb bay doors at the last minute and just dump it. And as one of them put it, 90% of my job is getting emotionally upset people to start talking. So they opened the Bombay doors and dumped all this on me. And because I know about the Stasi and I've been writing about this for a long time, I thought, I know what's going on. Every word you say is a shiv that they are going to plant right in your back. You know, if you talk, it's over, because they'll twist whatever you say, even if it's the truth. And that's when I thought of this great movie, The Lives of Others, about the German Stasi. And I said, okay, you're living the lives of others right now. And as we were saying before the commercial break, they thought it was going to be easy. They thought, oh my God, we found this guy. He's going to knock over like a domino. All we have to do is get him down to the Senate and start talking. And I was just like Leonidas in 300. I said, no, you're not taking me to that monkey show. I'll die before I go to that monkey show. And I'm not going to say what I was thinking because it's vulgar, but you can imagine what I was thinking.
Well, let me just say, again, this is why your life became hell, because you knew that if you did, a lot of innocent people, a lot of naive, I should say, people like me would say, okay, yeah, I'll go in front of Congress. But you realized that it was intended not to get the truth out, but to just further this narrative. So you were really clear that you were not going to do this. And that's when they decide to come after you. That's when they decide they've got to get you to do this. So what did they do? I'm trying to remember.
Well, their anger and frustration just got more and more desperate. There's actually a clip of Michael Avenatti that's kind of funny, actually. On September 24th, my birthday, after I got that weird phone call, and he's in front of a bank of microphones, and he's very frustrated, and he says my name 13 times in 2 minutes. We've got to get Mark Judge to do this. And it was just phone calls and emails and people bombarding me and just saying, you know, do it for humanity. You've got to do this. And it was a foregone conclusion that they thought that I would do it. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do it because I know what's going on. So, and they tried to set up a honey trap, which is a weird story. I don't need to get into it, but that's a whole other thing. But it was the media. It was creepy people following me around. It was an absolute tsunami, and it was hard to survive. I'll tell you that.
Well, I know. It was hell on you, and that's why when John Zmirak was telling me about this, I thought, boy, I hope Mark Judge writes a book, because this is, we need to understand what we're dealing with in the United States of America. Folks, this is terrible, terrible stuff. We need to understand it's happening. It's wrong. It's evil. And it's corruption. It's vile. But we need to tell the truth. And if real reporters, I mean, the people who used to be real reporters and journalists aren't doing this, if the Washington Post and the New York Times are so in line with this narrative that they want to tell, that they will not tell the truth, we have to tell the truth in books and on radio programs like this.
Eric, we're dealing with a Stasi. That's not an exaggeration. We're dealing with the American equivalent of the German Stasi. If you look at it that way, you'll be safe because you'll know what you're looking at. So the reporters are part of it. The politicians are part of it. It's that serious. So I urge your audience, watch the movie The Lives of Others. That's what we're dealing with.
I never did watch that movie. My mother grew up in East Germany. She escaped East Germany in 1951. I write about this in my own book, Fish Out of Water. But I know all about this. Many people know about this. It's real. But the idea that it has come to our shores, folks, and it's not as if this never existed, but the point is that it's been on the increase. And the collateral damage in lives like yours, Mark, that they're trying to do this, and they don't really care whose lives are ruined, whether it's Leland Kaiser or Mark Judge or whoever it is, they don't care. We're going to be back more with Mark Judge. The book is The Devil's Triangle. Don't go away. Find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Hey folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use
use promo code Eric. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly. So order now with promo code Eric at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code Eric.
Folks, we continue our conversation with Mark Judge. The book is The Devil's Triangle, Mark Judge versus the New American Stasi. Mark, what was the publication date on this book? I don't remember. It came out very recently. It's brand new.
About a week ago. Yeah, I think November 27th. So,
okay. So it's obviously brand new. Have you done any major media, Fox News or anything along those lines? It strikes me that somebody like, Tucker Carlson would want to talk to you. But have you done anything like that yet?
No, I think because we hit right over Thanksgiving weekend, people are kind of playing catch up. So we'll see.
So is this the first in-depth interview you've done on a national platform?
I talked to the Spectator, the British Spectator, and that was like a phone only interview. I don't think it had the visibility of your audience.
Well, no, the Spectator is fantastic. I'm just anxious that the story get out, which is why I'm just, obviously excited to have you, because this to me is just, it's unbelievable that this happened in America. And that's why I'm so thrilled. A lot of times things happen and people don't write books about it for 10 years. And I think this is not okay, folks. You need to understand what's going on. So it's called The Devil's Triangle. So let's just keep going. You were talking about Michael Avenatti, who is just, I mean, Tucker Carlson always refers to him as creepy porn lawyer or something like that. He is now in jail.
Yes. Yes. And he, NBC News put a client on that was accusing me and Brett of being at 10 house parties where gang rapes and drugging girls was taking place. And I want to get her name right. Kate Snow, I think it is. So at NBC, put this on the air. I mean,
in other words, they accused you on NBC of being involved in multiple sexual assaults. Let's be clear. This is on television, on NBC.
Yes.
This is a major network accused you and Brett Kavanaugh of being involved in something unbelievably horrific.
10 parties where gang rapes were taking place. And I'll explain to you exactly how the media works. When the woman who making this accusation said to the NBC reporter, "Oh, I filed a police report," I thought, well, hallelujah, that's great, because nothing like this ever happened. There's no police report. And I said, please, media, descend on the DC police or Montgomery County police and find this report, because it doesn't exist. In order to go back through the files and find this alleged report costs $1,000, okay? Michael Avenatti wouldn't pay the $1,000. Jackie Combs, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, paid the $1,000 to try to find this report, went back to talk to the woman making this accusation, and the woman changed her story yet again. She changed the year that it allegedly happened to 1980, which meant this happened when I was 14. So,
which meant it happened the year before you even met Brett Kavanaugh.
Right. So, in other words, and then the reporter for the LA Times withdrew the $1,000 and said, I don't need to find the police report anymore. And it's a tiny little paragraph at the end of her anti-Kavanaugh book. And I just thought, well, this is how they work. They drop the napalm and then they don't care what happens. And the same woman, Jackie Combs from the LA Times, who wrote this book, Dissent, used as a source, a profile in the Washington Post of a guy named Mike Sachs. Mike Sachs is a writer who's written for Vanity Fair. He was profiled in the Washington Post, quoted in this Los Angeles Times book, talking about how wild Brett and I were as teenagers. The quote was, when these guys were drinking, all bets are off. Well, hold on to your hat, Eric. Mike Sachs has never met Brett Kavanaugh or Mark Judge. He has never laid eyes on either one of us. He didn't go to high school with us. He didn't go to any parties with us. He didn't go to sporting events with us. This guy has never laid eyes on us. And the Washington Post is quoting him in a profile talking about what we were like in high school. He's never seen us. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. There's a lot in your book that is like that, where I just thought the level that people would be willing to stoop to, it's so dark. you know, and it's not like a fun read in that sense. Obviously, I'm not recommending this because it's like a fun read. It's a dark, difficult story. But people who care about
the 80s are fun.
What? Yeah. Well, no, so, I shouldn't say it. There are parts of it that are fun, but I'm saying that the idea, look, in some ways I'm very innocent. It's hard for me to believe that people can behave like this because I was raised by a mom and a dad who didn't lie. They didn't pay. They didn't lie. They paid their bills, and everybody we knew, you know, had this modicum of, honor and dignity. So when you encounter people who will do anything, who care about power, it's for people like me, and I think a lot of my audience, it's a chilling thing to realize that
can
this
I ask
kind
you
of
two questions?
Evil is out there. Yeah.
Can I ask you two questions?
Yeah.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Do you believe in the demonic?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know.
So you shouldn't be incredulous. You shouldn't be incredulous when the demonic appears. You know it for what it is.
Well, Mark, let me be clear. We've had many discussions on this program about the demonic. What I'm really talking about is the idea that many of us in America have been so blessed that we have not seen much of this. And it's why we have been ripe for deception, because when the demonic and these evils come out, our first instinct, including my own, foolishly, is to say, oh, it can't possibly, but you know, that doesn't happen anymore. That's not happening now. So right. when we see it, it's why I want people to know you and to buy your book, The Devil's Triangle. We need to face this, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand, of course, today is no different than, East Germany or the Nazis, or evil is real. And we've been so blessed that many of us have been fooled into thinking, oh, that doesn't happen here. People don't do that. Your story is a classic story telling. Yes, it does. These people, many of them have gotten away with it. I don't know what Christine Blasey Ford is doing today, but it is absolutely chilling.
It is chilling and it is demonic. And I'm not sure what she's doing, but you know, as people frequently say, there's never been established any proof that she and Brett Kavanaugh ever even met. So the one thing I just remember is the Washington Post headline of a video that said Christine Blasey Ford crying at the Senate hearings. And I've cried before. You know, I had a cancer scare a few years ago. I cried when my parents died. And I looked at the video, and as one of the commenters on YouTube said, well, there's no mucus and there's no tears. When you cry, you produce mucus and tears. And
I'm sorry, we've got to go to another break. We've got more with Mark Judge coming up. The book is The Devil's Triangle. Hey there, folks. I hope you're enjoying my conversation with Mark Judge. I sometimes have no words. We're going to continue the conversation in hour two. That's in a few minutes. And then after Mark Judge, we're going to be playing an encore of a delightful interview that I did with Katie Miller. Am I getting that right?
Yes, that's right. Yep. I heard the bells. Yeah.
I heard the bell. Yeah. We won't spoil it because more with Mark Judge in the next segment. We conclude the conversation, at least for today. Alvin, I wanted to reiterate a few things. First of all, folks, I know you already know this, but we're doing a campaign with CSI. You can free a slave in the Southern Sudan. This is real. We were talking to Mark Judge about evil. I really think part of my diagnosis of why we are where we are in America is because we have been so blessed that most of us forgot that there's this thing called evil. And God in his mercy reminds us. He reminds us now through the news of the day, the story that I'm discussing and will continue to discuss with Mark Judge. What is happening in China right now, what is happening in this country increasingly, you realize evil is real. And I want to say that, you know, shame on us, because the scripture is very clear. We, those of us who call ourselves Christians, ought to know that evil is real. And we have to acknowledge it. We have to step up and fight it in prayer and in our actions. And so I say this just because we're doing a campaign with CSI, and they are fighting evil today by allowing us to join them in abolishing slavery in our time. We have slavery happening in southern Sudan. We've talked about it on this program. Radical Muslims have enslaved Christians. It's a monstrous thing. But the good news is that we get to join CSI in fighting it. So I want to encourage you right now, go to our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. You will see there at the top a banner. We want everyone who listens to this program to understand we have to do our part. So it doesn't matter what you give. It matters that you give. This is a really rare opportunity, folks, for us to fight something along these lines. It's one thing to acknowledge these horrors and to say, my goodness, I don't even want to think that this is possible. But the good news is that there is something that you and I can do. So you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. When you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner. And I just want to bluntly ask you to be generous. This is an amazing thing. I can't think of a more extraordinary thing to do during this holiday season than to put your faith into action by going there.
Yeah, and there's a phone number.
.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the phone number is 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Please be as generous as you can. $250 will free a slave, but any portion of that will go a long way to getting people out of slavery.
And we know that there are people out there who understand that we have to do this, folks. We have to do this. CSI, I mean, there's not a lot of organizations like this that we can trust who are actually boots on the ground doing this. It's unbelievable. What they can't do is they don't have the money. They need us to help them. So we're just asking you to do that, and they do the rest. MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.